Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One of the things that we're going to do at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol is honor the late Senator Carrie Dietzick, former Senate Majority Leader, passed away in 2024, late in the year, after a very lengthy battle with cancer. She was a champion. I can almost guarantee you that if she were still at the Capitol, this whole situation we got going on right now, where the DFL is not coming to work and the Republicans are fussing and everybody's back and forth at each other, it would not be going on. Nobody ever wanted to disappoint this woman. She was a leader. She was loved and respected by her peers as well as her community. I first met her when my son Andrew was 10 years old. He's in college now. He's 18. And he was upset after the death of Philando Castile and said, you know, I need to figure out a way for us to have a law so that if my brothers with autism never learn how to talk, that people understand how to communicate with them and they don't get shot by police for not following instructions. Carrie Dietzick heard about Andrew's concerns. We are not in her district. We are in Cottage Grove. She's in Minneapolis, but she invited us to her office. She had Andrew at a hearing, and she passed a funding bill so that the state would pay for autism training for officers. That shows you not only her level of commitment to her constituents, but also to people in the great state of Minnesota. And so Senator Judy Seeberger is going to be there with me to pay tribute to Carrie Dietzick. But when I was at Carrie's funeral, the only person in there crying harder than me was Senator Claire. And I hugged her, and as she wet up my shoulder because she was still crying, I told a few jokes to try to make her laugh. But she was absolutely heartbroken. And so I invited Senator Claire to join me today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Senator Claire, thank you so much for being on the show today. Talk to me about what Senator Dietzick meant to you.
Thank you so much for having me today, Shaletta, and just listening to you talk about Carrie and how she helped, you know, your family, but also just helped so many Minnesotans. That's exactly who she was and what she did. For me, Carrie was a mentor and was an amazing leader and just really had my back and helped show me the ropes of how to do this when I got elected in 2022 and then sworn in 2023 and didn't really know what to expect. And she was just such a she was just such a great leader and really brought me this sense of like comfort and ease with how she would solve problems, how she would always make sure I was prepared. She'd answer all my questions. She just knew how to get the work done. And we wouldn't have had that amazing, you know, historic session without her leading the way. So I miss her a lot, but I'm really grateful mm-hmm. for the experiences that I had and just feel so blessed that I got to serve with Carrie.
You know, one of my favorite memories of her is when we had the first Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. We didn't have any legislators signed up to speak to us because they didn't know if we were leading with light and love or we were coming to torch mm-hmm. the place. Because Black entrepreneurs had never come in that number to the Capitol, mm-hmm. you know, because we don't have a lobbying agency there. And so I wanted mm-hmm. us to be able to go and lobby for ourselves. And so, you know, we got there and people looking at me and I'm looking at the people and I'm like, y'all, I don't know who's coming to talk. And so the next thing I know, they're putting the state seal on the podium. And I know what that means. That means the governor's coming. And I'm like, oh my God, the governor's coming. We got the state seal podium. And so I'm getting all excited. I'm running around. I'm high-fiving people like I just won the Showcase Showdown at the Price is Right. I'm like, yes, it's happening. The governor heard about my event and he wants to come. Well, no, Carrie Deasy tricked him. She went over to his office and she set up an appointment at the exact time of my event. And while they were chatting, she was real casual and was like, let's go over and check out Shaletta's thing. And he was like, okay, let's go see what's going on. Well, when he came, that legitimized it. And then everybody came. And before you know it, we went from having no legislators speaking to a ton of legislators speaking. So by the next year, everybody was expecting us and they were excited about it. And that's just how selfless she is, but what a strategist she is and how Minnesota mm-hmm. that was. That's what Minnesota Nice looks like when you start talking about Minnesota Nice and being such a good neighbor.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely Carrie in a nutshell. I'm just like sitting here laughing and smiling. I'm like, of course she did. Of course she was like, what do you mean? We're going to Black Entrepreneurs Day. And it is such a force now. It's like my staff will tell me about this like weeks in advance. Like, you got this on the calendar, right? Like, it's a big deal for all of us. So,
and you know, Carrie was so a part fun. Of that. Yeah, it is so fun because I like to see how people are so excited about it. You know, with the House Democrats being at a stalemate, I've been up at the Capitol doing more planning on that end than I have mm-hmm. been doing in my home office. Just getting more senators like you and Judy Seeberger to mm-hmm. see people outside of their district because, you know, folks are coming and I have to have someone for them to talk to. I don't want to tell them, oh, well, there's a stalemate. I don't have anybody. I have to have a solid plan B because these people are closing their offices from all around the state to be there. And so, you know, I just so appreciate you and Representative Jim Nash and so many others who have said, yes, I'll see people outside my district. They don't have to be my constituents. As long as they're Minnesotans, I'm here to help, to listen, to advocate mm-hmm. For whatever they need. And so it's just been such a blessing to have you all so excited about this event. Like you said, nobody knew about it. And now that's all anybody can talk about. When I'm up at the Capitol, they're like, oh my God, we can't wait till Monday. It's going to be so much fun. It's a vibe. It's a whole vibe.
I can't wait. It's going to be really fun. And I'm excited to be there and speak and welcome folks in. We look forward to it every year.
Now, you're going to be speaking this year. This is your first year speaking. We're going to be honoring Carrie Deasy. Have you thought about what you're going to say?
You know, it is hard to have to talk about Carrie because I feel like it does get me emotional. We spent some time honoring her on our very first day of session as we came back into the Senate chamber. Mm-hmm. And it was a very teary day as well. But just taking some time, take some deep breaths and share some fun memories too. I think that's important. Like Carrie would, if she was here, she was not about like the spotlight. She was just about getting the work done. That's like the irony, right? Is she wasn't, you know, trying to make a speech and do flashy things. She just wanted to get the bills passed, get the work done for people. And she probably would be like, oh my gosh, stop. Like, if we were all making a big deal out of her, but she's not here now to tell us that we can't do that. So we're giving her all of her flowers.
All the flowers, all of the flowers. And I've got to give you your flowers. You had some big gains since you've become a senator. I'm seeing your name and on a lot of news releases, on a lot of headlines, seeing your picture in the newspaper, seeing you on TV. People are talking about some of the initiatives that you're starting. You know, talk to me about some of those successes before you have to go.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. I have to say, when I came in, not why I ran, but we made history. Myself, Senator Mae Quaid, and Senator Muhammad became the first Black woman to serve in the Minnesota Senate. And so I think we've all taken that honor very seriously to make sure that we're not only representing our districts, but really Black women across the state of Minnesota and championing legislation in that space. I know you brought this up as you were talking about getting to work with Carrie in the first place, but I represent Falcon Heights, where Philando Castile was killed 8 years ago. And that was a big part of why I ran as well, is really to make sure that that's not happening again, that we're fostering better relationships between our community and police, that we're creating a community where everyone does feel safe, and really centering racial justice in all that work. So for me, that looks like, restoring the vote to formerly incarcerated folks, banning no-knock warrants, which is how we lost another Minnesotan, Amir Locke. I got to work with his father on that legislation. Making sure that we have, better policies on body camera footage and getting that released to families and the public in short time. Really just broadly a lot of criminal justice reform is what I've tried to work on as the vice chair of the Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee. And I've had a lot of amazing partners in that work, both in the legislature and community outside as well. So I'm really honored to be doing this work for people and with
now
people.
You have to tell me, what has been the most challenging part of this new assignment in your life, being a politician, being a state senator for the great state of Minnesota?
I wish I had more time, honestly. Like, session moves so quickly. We have those, like, between 4 to 5 months to try to get all of this work done. And so try to prepare as much as I can beforehand to have my bills ready and move it through the process. And like anything, you've got to convince enough people to support what it is you're trying to do in the Senate. You have to get to at least 34 votes. That can be a challenge, but a challenge that I welcome, right? Like, I'm always excited to talk with people and build relationships and try to get something done at the end of the day. But I would say that it's very fast paced, the legislative session. And so just working through that is always difficult.
Well, I appreciate the relationships that we've built with you and your husband, and, the relationships that you continue to build with the Black entrepreneurs who come to the Capitol every year with me for Black Entrepreneurs Day. We will see you on Monday morning. Rain,
yes,
sleet, shine, or snow. Looks like snow. I don't want the snow on my day for my event, because I don't want people slipping and sliding all over the highway. If it's going to be there, we're still coming, but we might be like 2 or 3 minutes late, so I'm going to have to hold up a minute, but we'll be there. So I thank you so much for being on this show today, and for also spending the day with us on Monday and speaking at this event.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on today, and I'll see you on Monday. I can't wait.
All right. You all stick around. There's more to come.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:23. It is February 1st. Happy Black History Month, everyone. It is the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is snowing outside. We'll get about a dusting or coating up to 1 inch here in the metro. There is a few more inches that will fall for our friends in the North Shore, so there is a warning in place for that. We'll have a break in the snow tomorrow, so if you got some running around to do, you don't like driving in the snow, tomorrow is for you. But starting tomorrow night into Monday morning, we will have more snow showers ending right before the morning commute, so make sure you prepare. Extra time is needed before you leave the house to, you know, just kind of get the drive shovel, get the sidewalk shoveled if you need to do that. And then allow yourself some extra time and grace to get to work, to get to school, because Monday morning, we will, see some snowfall totals, a couple of inches at least. Okay. So I want to make sure you're aware of that. And what, I'm aware of is how awesome Representative Jim Nash is. I tell you, these times at the Capitol where there is a stalemate, it's forcing everybody to pivot. It's forcing everybody to do something new and different. And either we can sit and complain that our legislators are not there and fuss about it, or we can say, you know what, let me shift. My pivot foot stays ready. Because I don't know what direction the Lord is going to lead me in. And he sent me right to Representative Jim Nash's office. And he is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Representative Nash, first of all, let me say welcome. This is your first time on the Shaletta Show.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to chatting a little bit.
Now, you are out in Carver County, a Republican, over, you know, small businesses here in the state of Minnesota. What is that role like? What committee do you sit on, and how does it impact business owners throughout our state?
Thanks, Shaletta. So I am in my sixth term representing Carver County, and I am on Ways and Means, State Government Finance Chair. I serve on housing, which is a passion of mine that touches many, many areas. I'm on the Rules Committee, and I am also our caucus whip.
That's a lot of jobs.
It's a few things. You know, I probably got room for a few more, but, you know, what does it mean for entrepreneurs around the state? It means that somebody who has been an entrepreneur, and I think I'd shared this with you once before. You know, one of the best days of your life is when you open up a business, and sometimes the second best day is when you sell that business. But to get it off the ground, sometimes you need a little bit of help, and that help can be getting government the heck out of the way. And that's one of the things that I have dedicated my legislative career to, is getting government out of the way so that people who want to put all of their capital at risk and want to try to live the American dream, they're given that help up. Sometimes we need a champion at the Capitol who will point out bureaucratic stupidity and get it out of the way.
You know, one thing I appreciate about you being there at the Capitol is that you are a small business owner as well. And so you understand the challenges we face. So when business owners come on Monday to talk to you about Black Entrepreneurs Day, they're not going to be talking to somebody who doesn't understand what it's like to be a small business owner. And so you understand the challenges and the unique concerns that we face. And I'm so grateful that you've agreed to meet with Minnesotans outside of your district. That this stalemate is still taking place, and they won't be able to meet with, their DFL House representatives if they are one of the 67 or so who is not coming to the Capitol to work at this time. And so I'm just so grateful for you being able to and willing to step up and talk to these business owners, whether they live in Carver County or Washington County. I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, you know, small business owners are, we all sort of speak the same language in many ways. You know, you look at one another and you say, oh, I can see in that person the person who has both sold the deal, invoiced the deal, and then before they head home for the day is also sweeping up and making sure that everything's ready for the next day. I've been there. When my business partners and I opened our business, we pretty much did everything. And, you know, that's the thing that we need to make it easier at the Capitol, is to make doing business a little more simple. We have so many regulations. We have so many taxes. We have so many pieces of paperwork that you have to fill out. And, you know, if you're really good at the thing that you're opening your business are, chances are that isn't doing paperwork that the government requires of you. Nobody wakes up and say, ooh, I want to become a professional government paperwork pusher. Nobody does that. So why don't we just help out and make it easier?
And, you know, you did that. I heard a story about something that you did for African-American, I think it was estheticians or beauticians or cosmetologists, how you made it easier for them to get their license so they could start their own company. Can you talk to me about that?
Yes, ma'am. So, you know, there's a lot of effort at the Capitol over the years. And I'll say kudos to my former House colleague and now Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. We both felt very strongly that becoming somebody who wants to just do eyelashes and some other things, that it should just be a lot easier. So we pushed to make that the case. And, you know, there's a lot more to do. But when you get a very outspoken Republican from Carver County and a very outspoken DFLer from the metro area in myself and the Lieutenant Governor working together, you know, that's what people are looking for. And that's why it's so sad that the DFL won't come to the Capitol, because we can find things to work together on like this and like other things. You know, I know you and I were talking, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, about a number of people who want to open up breweries. Well, for the love of lutefisk, that's really hard to do in the state of Minnesota. And I have also worked on making that easier. But, you know, we're the land of 10,000 lakes, and we're also the land of 10,000 forms that you got to fill out. It's just dumb. And we have to do better, because in a digital world where you can order, heck, you can order a car online in a handful of minutes and have it delivered to your house. Why do we have to make it so that you have to go to a certain office and fill out a dumb piece of paperwork that no one really knows why you have to? And you oftentimes get conflicting messages from one state agency to the next. So we've got to do better at streamlining government. In streamlining government too, we'll also be able to drive the cost of government down, because people are also getting hit with that.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that you're going to be doing with us Monday, not only meeting with legislators, but also you are going to be speaking. What do you plan on saying to folks?
It's going to be a little bit of a variation on this, Shaletta. It's going to be, for the longest time, you've been told that the people that serve in office down here, maybe half of us don't care. And that's a really false interpretation, but I'm there to help. And I can't say enough of my own colleagues in the Republican caucus. Everybody there wants to help, and I know the DFL does as well. But having lived the life of a small entrepreneur after I got out of the big business world, I realized that when you wake up one day and, like yourself, and you say, you know what, I want to do this on my own. I need somebody who will be a champion. Yes, I know that I represent Carver County, but I represent the whole state. And there are small business owners in the metro area and in the outstate mm-hmm. that need somebody who has the lived experience that I have had, who will be there and listen. I remember an effort that we helped some emerging farmers begin farming for Gedney Pickle back in the day, about 6 years ago. We found ways to, without spending government money, cut through red tape and then put people together with one another. That's what I'm all about. I like working to help people clear the decks of impediments and find a way to do what they want to do. So it'll be a little bit like that.
Well, I can't wait. Everybody is excited. We got a whole new lineup of speakers this year. You, Representative McCullough, Representative Morrison, Senator Claire and Seeberger, and everybody is excited to meet you, to get to know you, to come to your office and talk to you, a fellow small business owner, because you understand our cares and concerns. Representative Jim Nash, thank you so much for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and we'll see you Monday.
We'll see you bright and early Monday morning, and we'll see you all after the break. It is 2:40. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, listen. Lindsay, you have been telling me, Shaletta, all the work that you're doing, you girl need to rest. You need to lay down. You need to make sure that you are getting yourself ready for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, because I can hear it in your voice. You're sniffling. Your body is trying to tell you it's time to lay down. And Lindsay, that's not the work I'm doing.
I know. I should know better by now, Shaletta, because I've been here long enough.
That's middle school germs. That's middle school germs. I had the honor, Dr. Darrell Caldwell and Principal Justin Elevold over at Cottage Grove Middle School had an amazing Black History Month program last night. And it started about 5. There was a step show. They gave away free books written by Black authors. They had dinner. They had greens and macaroni and cheese and chicken and salmon and salads and fruit and homemade cheesecakes. It was amazing. And they asked me, Lindsay, to speak at the event. So I was the feature keynote speaker at the Cottage Grove Middle School Black History Month program. So I shook hands with middle schoolers.
Yeah, and I think the lessons to wash your hands or maybe go into your sleeve instead of your hands when you're sneezing and everything else, it hasn't gotten in the brain. And they might be just doing it to spite you at this point. Those middle schoolers, it's just
middle
a different
school,
type.
You know what? Even just the breath of a middle schooler will rock your world if you are over 50. Your body cannot handle middle school germs. I'm going to just tell you that right now. And since I was there for a long period of time, I had to also use a middle school bathroom. Right. I couldn't hold it till I got home because I'm over 50 and I can't my bladder's set up. I can't go more than an hour or so without going to the bathroom. So I had to go potty while I was there. So I shook hands with middle schoolers. I breathed middle school air and I used a middle school bathroom. So this just came up overnight. So I've got my Claritin.
Overnight.
Oh, girl, the middle school germs, they move fast.
Oh, can we get you an emergency or something?
There's nothing that you can do for middle school germs. And it's you over. Even told me you were like, Shaletta, you should have had some hand sanitizer. Middle school germs eat hand sanitizer for snacks.
Yeah, those
middle
germs are from halfway
germs.
Finished Z-Pack, Shaletta, right?
Baby, them middle school germs have no chill. Okay, I'm going to just tell you, middle school germs have absolutely no chill. And I remember this one young lady, she was in the Steppers group that performed at the event, and she stuck her hand out to shake my hand, and I don't know how hard I tell you I wanted to slap it away, but I shook her hand, and I thought, well, there go the middle school germs right there. Yep.
There's my weekend.
It's no way I can wash that off. That's going right into my immune system. Oh. It's coming through my skin. Middle school germs get through your skin, Lance. See, they break the skin.
Uh-huh. What you're telling me is you need like a beekeeper outfit or maybe those suits they had in Monsters, Inc. when they realized there was a sock from the kids' world that made it back to the factory. You said,
baby, what I'm telling you is we're doing it virtually next year. We're not even going in there. And I'm telling you, there's a reason. When my kids get home from school, and you can ask anybody who know me, when my kids get home from school, they strip in the laundry room. They put their clothes in the washroom. There's an outfit for them to put on or a robe. They come in the house and they go straight to the shower.
That's
how we stay safe and protected. So my immune system is not even ready, even though I have two middle schoolers in my house, because I take them, you know, the what was the name of that movie with Dustin Hoffman? And I think it was Cuba Gooding Jr., where they were catching the germs and you could see the germs. And remember, they used to put those people in the suits and they would spray them down. And mm-hmm. and it's that's me. Girl, if I had one of those machines, I'd spray them down before they got in the house, because those middle school germs are no joke. But you know what? Maybe Steve Thompson has a remedy for middle school germs. He has two grown adult children. They have both been through middle school. He lived to tell the story. He is up next on the Shaletta Show. You know what I wish I could do? The one thing that I miss more than anything, Steve, is before COVID, I would see you every Saturday. It was like one of the highlights of my week. We would get together. You would talk about Erin and Michelle and the girls, and we would laugh about that damn dog of yours and how much the vet bills are. And I would tell you all of my crazy, wild, outlandish dreams and prayers. And you would give me a nugget or bless me with a tip about raising a special needs child. And, you know, I had a little energy, a little more something in my spirit. You deposited seeds and nuggets and jewels and pearls of wisdom and virtue in me. And, you know, I could go out the next week and feel that and live that. But, you know, with everything being virtual now, yeah, it's convenient. Yeah, I appreciate the fact that I'm in my studio at home and I can do the show from here. But I miss seeing you.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think about that a fair amount. And by the way, thanks for the kind words. You are certainly an inspiration to me and what you've done and what you do in the community and what you do with the kids is just tremendous. But I think about that a lot on how much, you know, things have changed. And it's taken a lot of time because I work my full-time job not far from that Target headquarters up in Brooklyn Park.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long, long time, those huge parking lots and the ramp they have there was nobody there. There was nobody in that huge complex for a long time. People were working remote, and now those lots have started to fill up, but it's taken that long for people to kind of come back to work. And I would assume at some point in time, they're going to make us come in that, We'll need to be in studio at some point. They haven't laid down the law, but I think it might be coming.
Well, you know, they paying all this money for rent and for a light bill and toilet paper and water and gas. And, you know, and these buildings sit empty. What was that? A building downtown Minneapolis sold for a 90% discount. They bought it for like $200 million and it sold for $6 million. I mean, you know, that's ridiculous. That's like they bought the building at TJ Maxx or Ross or something. That's the kind of discount they got because nobody's going back into these businesses.
Well, and what's so wild about it, I remember when that building was being built right across the street from CCO. I remember when it was a hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they built that huge building for Ameriprise. And you're right, it sold for pennies on the dollar. And It's just amazing. Now I don't have the $8 million or whatever it sold for.
I was gonna say we got to come together to buy that. We can't pass up a deal. We cannot pass up a deal. That's like getting Louis Vuitton at the TJ Maxx, Steve. Come on now, we got to come up with something.
Well, and you would think in a building like that, if nothing else, they could subdivide it and put it into apartments and make some money on that.
Mm-hmm.
If there are no businesses that want to go in there, because I understand. The folks that work for Ameriprise are going to go somewhere else. But I saw that story and I was like, wow, that seems really cheap.
That is bananas. I mean, even if we just talking regular, if you got a $200 dress and it's on sale for $6, even Steve, here's the deal. Even if I can't wear it, I'm going to get it and give it to somebody. So maybe somebody just got $600 laying around. Like we got $600 laying around. Maybe they just got $6 million laying around. Like we got $6 laying around and they'll just buy it and give it to somebody. Wouldn't that be something? Like somebody just buys it and gives it away. Cause you can't pass up a $200 dress that's $6. I don't care if you're a size 16 and the dress is a size 0, you go gift it to somebody. You're not going to leave that at TJ Maxx.
Well, and here's the thing. It's not what you spend. It's what you save. You got to keep that in mind. I've heard that more than once. But yeah, it is crazy. And I'm in general, I know I have a daughter, and her job, she's able to work remote. She's a writer and a content creator, et cetera. And she does go into the office, et cetera. But my feeling about remote work and in the job I do full time, I need to be there. I need to be there. I need to be in the office. I need to be out on the production floor. I need to work with people and talk with people. I just don't know how I would do my full time job remote. It wouldn't work.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing that we're missing and that these kids are missing is interaction, is how to communicate, connect to people. I went to my kid's school last night. I was a middle school Black History Month featured speaker. One of the young ladies, I challenged every kid in the room to meet three other students that they had never met before, because, you know, these schools are so huge now. And so my daughter was introducing herself to an eighth grader and she said, "Hi, my name is Cameron." And she stuck her hand out and the little girl said, "What am I supposed to do?" And then I had to remember, this child missed those years of meeting strangers, of engaging and making new friends, because COVID happened. And so she didn't get that first year of middle school, that second year of middle school, right? She went straight from fourth grade to eighth grade. And now, you know, the engagement part, the meeting new friends, the looking somebody in the eye, the shaking your hand, that's the stuff that you learn in middle school. And she didn't get to learn that.
And I think what's so true about all of that, and young people, adults, older adults interacting, is I think when you do interact and you spend time with other folks in a work environment or a social environment, you realize how much common ground there is and how much we're alike. And people are people, and most folks are good. The vast majority of people in this world, I really believe that. 99% of us are good people. We got a problem with 1%, that's for sure. But the vast majority of people are good folks.
And you are such good folks. You always have good folks on your show. What you got coming up on today, Steve?
Well, it's a good day to be around the computer, and Doug Swinehart's going to join us. Computer problems, hardware, software, whatever, we'll get into that with Doug. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. We have Sarah McClellan. She's following the Wild on their road trip to Canada. We'll visit with Sarah later on in the program. And then the Golden Gopher men's basketball team, they got beat again. Andy Greeter will join us from the Pioneer Press.
That sounds like a great show. Now, before you go, you got to give me some tips, because I told you I was at the middle school last night and I got middle school germs in my body. And I'm not sure what to do with them. They came through my skin. I remember when it happened, I shook the middle school girl's hand. She came up to me. She was like, "Oh my God, my mom loves you. She talks about you all the time. My name is," and she got ready to shake my hand. She put her hand on Steve. I almost slapped it away. So now I got these middle school germs in my body. You had two daughters. They went through middle school. Give me some tips before you go.
lots of sanitizer, lots of Clorox wipes.
Oh, Steve, it's always good talking to you. Have a great show, brother. There is nowhere to run, nowhere to go. Steve Thompson is coming up next, but I am out of here. Going to head over to Oceaneer and have me an amazing dinner tonight with my friends who are in town from Houston and Louisiana to join me in putting on Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol Monday, 10 a.m. Be there or be square. You can find out more information at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.